Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 31st, 2023. Today is Friday in the fifth week of Lent. This is a reading from the book of Jeremiah. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out, I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering, terror is all around, they say. Denounce him, let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him, they say. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. We've heard a fair amount from the prophet Jeremiah this Lent. His destiny was to be an unheeded preacher. He preached to stiff-necked monarchs. He preached to the unrepentant covenant people. And they weren't just unrepentant, they were downright antagonistic towards him. He warned them all of their coming destruction. And for his trouble, he wound up spending much of his time either in jail or in hiding from those who wanted to put him there. In the end, everything Jeremiah said came to pass. And for his suffering and trouble, he died in exile in Egypt, even as many of his fellow citizens were being carried away into exile in Babylon. In today's passage, Jeremiah complains to God about the call he has received and what it has cost him to preach the sermon God has given him to preach. Jeremiah admits to the times when he did his level best to keep his mouth shut, and how, in spite of the consequences he knew he would endure, he felt compelled to preach anyway. Well, I'm far from the prophet Jeremiah. The biggest risk I run for any given sermon on any given Sunday is that someone will complain, or maybe threaten to withhold their pledge, or possibly just leave the congregation I serve out of anger for something I said in the pulpit. But I'm not likely to be arrested or beaten or worse. In fact, most Sundays, whatever I happen to preach is more likely to wither from the congregation's memory before we've finished reciting the Nicene Creed than it is to incite anyone to irritation or anger. Then again, I'm not a prophet, never claimed to be. And still, in the past few days, I've thought a good deal about what it meant for Jeremiah to be so faithful in failure, as I've reflected upon yet another mass murder in our country, this time at a school in Nashville. Yesterday, I sat in my office and read the bios of the 6 people killed in that event. 3 children, all 9 years old, 3 adults, all in their 60s. I wept in sorrow. I ground my teeth in anger and rage. None of them should be dead today, but they are. Of course, plenty of people have plenty of opinions about this tragedy. As a preacher, I've had far too many occasions to preach sermons after far too many mass murders. Beyond the particulars of each event and the details surrounding them, and beyond the political bleating and tweeting which follows, the bottom line of why rivers of innocent blood has been shed across this country with increasing frequency is simple. These tragedies continue to repeat because, as a country, we are addicted to the idolatry of the gun. We have 332 million citizens in the United States, And in 2020, it was estimated that there are currently 433 million firearms in this country. By another study, there are approximately 120 guns per every 100 people in the United States. This is the highest gun-to-citizen ratio in the world. Clearly, the answer to gun violence isn't having more guns. The words of Jeremiah are as prescient now as they were in the 8th century BCE, violence and destruction. As a nation, we are reaping the harvest of our gun addiction each and every day. The 6 victims in Nashville are only the latest. If kids in caskets aren't enough for us to come to grips with our national addiction, then I don't know what it is. Violence and destruction, indeed. I understand there may be listeners who will object to me interrupting this devotional diary with a comment about something which continues to divide our country politically. Here's the thing, though. As long as we continue to worry about who gets offended, little 9-year-old schoolchildren and 60-year-old grandparents who work in schools to care for and educate those children will continue to die. God have mercy on us all. Every which way Jeremiah turned, everything looked bleak. But still he preached. He couldn't do anything else with the fire in his bones but let that fire out. Even as he understood the futility of his work among an unheeding people, he also clung desperately to his belief in the God who had called him to the task. He wrote, "But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail." Jeremiah just kept at it. In spite of the opposition he received, he continued to plead for his people to forsake their idols, to pursue justice, and to turn back from violence and destruction. Can we, who say we follow the Prince of Peace, do anything less? Let us pray. O Lord, you relieve our necessity out of the abundance of your great riches. Grant that we may accept with joy the salvation you bestow and manifest it to all the world by the quality of our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.